What if everything you believed about hunger was wrong? Not slightly off, but fundamentally backwards. We've been conditioned to fear the sensation of an empty stomach, to panic at the thought of skipping a meal, to believe our bodies are fragile machines requiring constant refueling. Yet humans carry enough stored energy to survive weeks without food. The gnawing feeling in your stomach isn't your body crying out for survival. It's often just habit, boredom, or the echo of clever marketing campaigns. This revelation forms the foundation of a radically different approach to eating. Rather than viewing hunger as an emergency requiring immediate attention, we can recognize it as largely psychological, a conditioned response we've mistaken for biological necessity. The breakfast is the most important meal mantra, cereal company propaganda from the early 1900s, three meals plus snacks, an industrial revolution invention to keep factory workers productive, not a biological imperative written into our DNA. For 290,000 years, humans ate opportunistically. Our ancestors thrived, despite, or perhaps because of, irregular eating patterns. They didn't carry protein bars or worry about their metabolism shutting down after a few hours without food. Their bodies, like ours, were designed for flexibility, capable of switching between fuel sources with remarkable efficiency. When you reframe fasting not as deprivation, but as a return to our natural state, everything shifts. Suddenly, you're not suffering through starvation. You're reclaiming an ancient birthright, breaking free from what can only be described as a food prison built by convenience culture and corporate interests. Within hours of your last meal, insulin drops and fat stores unlock. By 16 hours, autophagy, your cell's Marie Kondo moment, clears damaged proteins and cellular debris. This Nobel Prize-winning discovery reveals how our bodies perform deep self-maintenance. The inflammation reduction is profound. Chronic inflammation underlies nearly every modern disease: heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, cancer. Each meal, especially processed foods, triggers immune responses that irritate your gut, allowing bacteria and undigested particles into your bloodstream. Fasting stops this cycle. Your digestive system shifts from constant defense to repair mode. Joint pain vanishes, skin clears, brain fog lifts. Then there is ketosis. After depleting stored glucose, your liver converts fat into ketones, premium fuel your brain prefers. People describe unprecedented mental clarity and steady focus without carbohydrate crashes. It's upgrading from regular gasoline to rocket fuel. Fasting exists on a spectrum. The 16-8 method, fasting 16 hours, eating within 8, is the entry point. Skip breakfast, eat lunch around noon, finish dinner by 8 p.m. After 12 hours, blood glucose drops 20%, triggering stored energy release. Initial hunger typically fades within 2 weeks. OMAD, one meal a day, means fasting 23 hours daily. Your body fully enters fat-burning mode, producing ketones that fuel brain and body. Many find OMAD easier once adapted. There's freedom in not thinking about food constantly. However, daily OMAD can backfire after age 35, potentially disrupting hormones and sleep. Extended fasts, 36 to 120 hours, unlock deeper benefits. Hunger often diminishes as your body stops producing ghrelin. Fat, ketones, and amino acids convert to glucose through gluconeogenesis, maintaining mental sharpness. Autophagy peaks, and many report unmistakable mental clarity. The bulletproof approach, coffee blended with MCT oil and grass-fed butter, delivers energy without breaking the fast. You maintain autophagy and fat burning while avoiding discomfort. Other methods include 5-2, normal eating 5 days, calorie restriction 2 days, and fasting mimicking diets. Most fasting advice gets it backwards. Stick to one method religiously. But after 6 weeks of rigid patterns, your body adapts so completely it loses the ability to handle variation, destroying fasting's greatest benefit, metabolic flexibility. When you become a fasting purist, you become metabolically weaker. Testosterone can drop by half in men. Women's cycles become irregular. Thyroid function slows. Muscle mass decreases while cortisol increases. You're not becoming healthier, you're becoming fragile. Think of exercise. Lifting the same weight stops building strength. Your metabolism works identically. By introducing unpredictability, sometimes 16-8, other times 24-hour fasts, occasionally not fasting at all, periodically including carbohydrates, you force yourselves to remain adaptable. This concept, called hormesis, shows how controlled, varied stress makes biological systems robust. Our ancestors didn't eat on schedules. Some days they feasted, other days they went hungry. By cycling between different fasting lengths and varying carbohydrate intake, you maintain the metabolic flexibility that makes you truly strong. Most fasting research excludes women. Only 13 of 71 Harvard studies included female participants. Women's biology, designed for pregnancy and lactation, responds fundamentally differently to fasting. What feels like mild fasting to men can trigger hormonal disruption in women, affecting menstrual cycles and long-term health. Most women thrive with alternate day fasting rather than daily intermittent fasting. On fasting days, skip intense workouts. Stick to gentle movement like yoga or walking. The bulletproof approach using MCT oil and grass-fed butter provides energy without triggering stress responses. Unlike men, women benefit from quality carbohydrates at dinner daily, sweet potatoes, squash, white rice. Women over 40 should reset leptin sensitivity by consuming 40-plus grams of protein with fat at breakfast for 1 month before starting intermittent fasting. During perimenopause, hormonal fluctuations complicate fasting. Warning signs like poor sleep, hair loss, or menstrual irregularities indicate excessive fasting, not aging. Postmenopause, many women thrive with intermittent fasting. Start gently with bulletproof coffee, gradually progressing to 16-8. Fasting's physical benefits are impressive, but its effects on consciousness may be even more profound. Nearly every spiritual tradition, Buddhist meditation retreats, Islamic Ramadan, Christian Lent, Jewish Yom Kippur, incorporated fasting as a technology for altering consciousness and accessing deeper awareness. The mental clarity has solid biochemical foundations. Ketones fuel your brain more efficiently while calming glial cells, reducing neuroinflammation and sharpening cognition. Studies show intermittent fasting increases memory, learning, and hippocampal neurogenesis while boosting BDNF and SIRT3, improving mitochondrial efficiency and potentially protecting against neurodegeneration. The emotional benefits are equally significant. Fasting triggers mood-elevating catecholamines, adrenaline, norepinephrine, and dopamine, the same chemicals targeted by antidepressants. These natural mood elevators evolve to keep hungry hunters optimistic and alert. Many practitioners report increased emotional stability, reduced anxiety, and greater impulse control. But the spiritual dimension transcends brain chemistry. Fasting teaches you to distinguish genuine need from false craving. When you deny your body something it's screaming for and realize you're perfectly fine, something fundamental shifts. You discover you're stronger than your impulses. Adding conscious breathing amplifies these effects. Slow diaphragmatic breathing stimulates the vagus nerve, reducing stress and deepening the meditative state. Fasting amplifies who you are by removing obstacles blocking your potential. Inner voices warning you're starving escalate from whispers to screams. At their peak, you finally hear how false they ring. These survival instincts evolved for genuine scarcity, when missing a meal meant death. In today's abundance, they mislead you. The secret is separating truth from fiction. Challenge yourself to fast from disempowering language. Notice how often you say, "I need," when you mean, "I want." Try adding, "or I will die," to statements containing need. "I need coffee in the morning," or "I will die." Clearly false. Fasting from food is merely an entry point. You can fast from social media, negative self-talk, complaining, or habitual behaviors. Face fears by fasting from whatever scares you most, even for 1 day. Of the four Fs, fear, food, sex, and friends, fear is most powerful, activating primal responses, even when your rational brain knows there's no threat. Your body connects these survival instincts, making you crave sugar when stressed and associate eating with social connection. Beyond physical improvements and mental clarity, fasting ultimately brings peace. It teaches you that you're stronger than your impulses. In a world profiting from your constant consumption, fasting is rebellion, a declaration that you control your biology.